Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom on the program tonight. It's called Agnipath. If it works, it'll redefine recruitment in the Indian Armed Forces. But there are huge concerns. Join me as we debate this with some of India's finest Armed Forces veterans on this program. But first, here's what it's all about. Well, firstly, let's take a look at what the broad scheme is all about. And the question is this: will Agnipath redefine our armed forces? Firstly, what are the goals? Lower the age profile of soldiers. Bring in younger people. Bring in more youth into the armed forces. In the case of the army, eventually the age profile will go down from 32 to about 26. Remember, this is a scheme which concerns not officers, but it concerns jawans and the equivalent in the Air Force and in the Navy. The idea is for the forces to become tech-savvy and modern. And that after 4 years, because the scheme lasts 4 years, after which all of these individuals leave, you would have disciplined, skilled youth entering the civilian sector. The larger question, of course, would they necessarily be employed? Because that depends on other factors. Very significantly, women will enter non-officer ranks, so the numbers haven't been specified at this stage. So while we have women officers in the armed forces, women in other ranks, that's something that's just about starting in the case of military police in the army. Now we'll see sailors in the Navy, for example. What are the concerns with the scheme? Well, will the forces lose experienced soldiers? Some would suggest that it takes about 8 years, for example, for an infantryman to become extremely experienced, battle-hardened. But after 4 years, in this case, soldiers would be leaving. Should technically trained soldiers be replaced? Again, this affects the Navy and the Air Force a great deal more, where you've got highly skilled technical workers handling the various aircraft in the fleet, handling various avionics, engine systems. They've been trained up to actually achieve certain tasks. After 4 years, is it right to take away that body of experience which they've developed? Will Agniveers, because this is what these soldiers will be called, will they be motivated? Why do I ask this? Because after 4 years, they know that they will not be in the force. They would not have a salary at that stage. They will not get a pension, and therefore they need to find another job. So while they are in service, would they be as motivated? That's a question that's often been asked. So how does it work from a salary standpoint? So let's try and bring you a couple of basic statistics. On year one, Agniveers, who are part of the Agnipath scheme, would be earning 30,000 rupees. In the present scheme, soldiers earn 21,700 rupees. So a small benefit over there. This is for soldiers joining at the very beginning of their careers. By year four, this changes to 40,000 rupees for the Agnipath scheme. But in year four, for those in the present structure, it's still about 21,700 rupees because they don't pick up their next rank, which is what decides their pay structure. Not in the case of the Agnipath scheme. There's a comprehensive insurance scheme, which is there for the Agnipath scheme. It is there for the old scheme as well. Soldiers in both schemes get special allowances. This is important because soldiers, for example, travel to Siachen or work over there. So they get a special allowance over and above the basic salaries that you see over here. So both the old scheme, the present scheme, and the Agnipath scheme will have these special allowances continue. But once they leave the forces after 4 years, there'll be a one-time payout of 11,71,000 in year four. But in the case of the old structure, remember, there are higher salaries because soldiers would be working for more than 4 years. They can work up to 15 years. And there is pension on retirement as well. So that's what this is all about. And I think the real idea in this particular scheme is that by opening up funds to the tune of possibly even 1 lakh crores annually, by bringing down their salary and pension budgets, there is a lot more which could be available for our capital budget in defense. In other words, for procuring new weaponry. Will this translate into qualitatively better Indian Armed Forces? Well, joining us now, Air Chief Marshal Rakesh Kumar Singh Bhadauria, the former Air Chief. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. We also have Major General Yash Moore with us. We've got Major General B.S. Dhanoa with us. We've got Vice Admiral Shekhar Sinha with us. So these are some of the finest veterans that we could actually find on this, on a topic which is so important. We've also got two young 18-year-olds. We've got Jitendra Singh. He wants to aspire to join the Air Force. And we've got Jetha Ram, who wants to be a clerk in the Army. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Air Chief Marshal Bhadauria, you more than anybody else would value what extremely skilled tradespeople in the Air Force bring, the high level of proficiency, maintaining avionics, engine systems, where millimeter-specific differences can be the difference between life and death, for example, in engine mountings. After 4 years, is it not your worry, sir, that if these people who've been trained to a particular level leave, then that could affect the functioning of critical systems of the Air Force?
Okay, good evening. To the specific question on the technical skill, you rightly said in a technically skilled service, the technical skills and the levels matter hugely. But we must understand this new scheme. And in this new scheme, when we take Agnivis for the first 4 years, there will be a two-stage process as far as technical employment is concerned. In the initial phase, they will be trained for the first 6 months to the level that they are required, the tasks that they are required to perform in the first 4 years of employment. Mm-hmm. That would be level one task. For example, on the tarmac with aircraft for first-line servicing, similarly for combat equipment, for missiles, for radars, the works. So I heard some concern whether they would be employed at all for technical. Of course, they would be employed. There's a non-technical part and there's a technical part of the breakup of the Agnivis. Sure. For the highly technically skilled jobs, that is second, third line servicing, where the real maintenance takes place, this new dot will not be utilized. There will be another level of training, which will be highly detailed to the level that is currently in form. And that would get scheduled for the 25% who are taken later on.
Right. So
the highly skilled tasks, those are the people who will take on this task. And of course, along with them, there is always an element of lesser technically skilled people who are in support. So there will be a combination, but the skill, so to say, will be handled by them. So we should not get concerned on this matter.
So bottom line, critical systems will continue to be maintained to the same level of proficiency.
Yes, there is a different level of maintenance. These Agnivis will be used at the first step for level one maintenance, at the servicing of the aircraft. And they would be trained for that, and they would. It is adequate age and knowledge level to be able to train them.
And the 25% who would be retained would continue with that skill set, and perhaps be overseers when the next lot of Agnivirs come in.
Absolutely, but in that 25%, there would be another stage of training to take them to a higher technical skill level, and thereafter get utilized. They are the ones who will continue. Deeper technical tasks,
the
servicing and the maintenance of the aircraft, base repair depots, servicing of the radars, equipment which are depot level servicings. So those are the people who will handle those. So it's, the training will have to get reorganized to be able to adjust to this pattern, and it is surely possible.
Okay. General Dhanoa, one of the other concerns which has been expressed is we are talking about non-officer ranks. The big attraction of joining the armed forces is that there is a pension, that there is a salary which goes up, and after the seventh pay commission, it's quite good compared to what it once was. And then there are all the other aspects of the armed forces, whether it's insurance, medical, children's education, accommodation, other perks, and the real possibility of salaries going up, because if you do a tenure in a difficult place, you get more. Why would young people necessarily want to join an army and leave after 4 years, or an armed forces and leave after 4 years?
Thanks for the question, Vishnu. I just wanted to quickly make a point that, you spoke about both the Navy and the Air Force as having a requirement for highly skilled technicians. I don't know why you left the Army out of that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
because
to.
Because the same requirement is there for the Indian Army as well. The plethora of equipment that we
actually
have
absolutely.
Is as extensive as what the Navy or the Air Force is handling. So, the requirement of skilled technicians is very much there for the Indian Army as well. Okay, having left that apart and coming back to the question that you are asking me as to why will young, aspiring individuals, and two of them are on the show with us, want to join if they're only coming in for 4 years? Well, first of all, let's take a look at the entire, package as it was released today.
Yep.
You've cut down your training to about 6 months from the earlier, about 9 to 10 months. There is some technical training, which I guess will be part and parcel of their on-the-job training now when they deploy. They're also going to be given some amount of leave. I'm sure they're not going to be without leave during this period. So really speaking, if you look at these 4 years, you're going to be able to get an individual for about, I would say, roughly about two and a half, maybe 2 years and 8 months or so. So that's one issue. Then you're giving him a slightly more attractive package, but do remember that in that severance that he's getting of 11.71 lakhs, 50% is his own contribution from the additional amount of money that he's getting over a regular soldier, right? And then at the end of it, you only have 25% of them carrying on, and they will start from zero in terms of their total service. And therefore, you're going to have people who are regulars serving their 15 or 17 years in the army, actually starting service at anywhere. The lowest would be, I would say, 21 years, and probably the bulk of them would be starting their service, and only 25%, mind you, at something that is close to 23 to 25 years of service. So on one hand, you will have at the working level a very young lot of soldiers. On the other hand, you would have people who are the ones on which is the backbone of the military is going to run are going to be slightly older. Anyway, that's just one point of it. Today in the country, we have, as Yashmore has been saying earlier when he's been asked to talk about the issue of recruitment, that there is no shortage of people volunteering for joining the military.
Right.
And therefore, even if you give them changed service conditions, they will still apply and there will still be adequate number of people who will sign up. And that may be taken as a sign of this scheme actually working. But the real proof of it would be 4 years, 5 years later, when feedback starts to come in as to what are the challenges that commanding officers and others are going to have on their hands. I had two recommendations, which I had also tweeted, that the decision to implement the scheme has been taken. There's no denying that, right? So why is it that we have stuck to 4 years and have saying that only 25% to be retained? I would strongly recommend that if this is it and we are still in the stage where the final instructions have not gone out, please look at increasing the minimum number of years that the individual serves to. The least it could be is 7 years. And also try and retain at least 50%, if not more, of the people that you're training. You're imparting certain skills to them. It is not for the rest of the country to benefit from this. What is the total strength that today they have said? They said 45,000. 45,000 for a nation our size, with the demographic dividend that General Puri on his show spoke about, is a drop in the ocean. So why are we fixated on this 45,000 to be only released after 4 years?
Oh, why can't 40, we 46,000 to start with, sir.
Anyway, your total recruitment in a year doesn't exceed...
Because this is not an initial starting. It'll go up to the entire armed forces.
100,000 a year, my dear. You don't have the capacity to train more than that. That's going to be your turnover, right? So even if it touches 200,000, 200,000 is a small figure for the total number of... the Prime Minister today has announced that he wants all ministries to look at in mission mode the generation of 1 million jobs. Okay. The Army, the Navy and the Air Force, the total contribution that they will have is minuscule. And in any case, like I've said, professional militaries do not run employment schemes.
Okay, got it, General. One second. Let me just go across.
And the national interest.
Sure, let me just go across to my other panelists also. We have, you know, we don't have as much time. Admiral Sinha, there's another, concern, and, you know, which has been raised, is that the ethos, that there's the entire issue of motivation as well. If there is somebody who joins the armed forces for 4 years, and they know that they need to get another job, then would they be willing to take risks while in uniform? Which is part and parcel of the job requirement.
Vishnu, thank you for getting me. I think the the fact that our people are motivated, if you see the long queues in the recruitment rallies right now, you will realize there are more than enough people who want to join the armed forces, and there is fair amount of will to join the armed forces. And they all want to do a little bit for this, for the country, particularly the youth. And therefore, I think that, the motivation level is not going to be less. Number two, they also have this, that 25% people will be retained in the armed forces. And those who don't like to stay or those who don't fit into this, they have two, three options, Vishnu. Number one is that, they will get credit points during their training. And their service, which I believe is likely to get up to 16 credit points, and it leaves only 5 credit points, which they can apply into the universities and get their degree. So there is an employment opportunity, a disciplined guy, an honest guy, and he's, you know, he knows he can do something for the country. So I think that the motivation level, to my mind, should not impact so much, because here he's given an option to leave and go and start his life at the age of 21.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, we should not be looking at the, let's look at the positive aspects. Of course, the proof of pudding is only when, you know, when we see what happens after 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
So I think the motivation level will not be less. In fact, they will be highly motivated because they have two options. One is to work hard to continue for, you know, fall into that 25%. And you never know, after some time, it might be increased to 30%, 40%, sure. Who knows? So only time will tell.
Okay. All right. General Yashmore, do you share the opinion that these individuals after 4 years would necessarily be recruited into civil society as easily, because that is not really in the hands of the armed forces or the training of these people? It's not. It's where the economy is at. It's where jobs are at. So you might have wonderful people over there, but the assumption that they would necessarily find re-employment, I would suggest, is just an assumption.
Vishnu, thank you for inviting me on this show. I've been, I agree with you. I've been vocal on this issue for quite some time, because I'm connected to the rural India and I can feel the angst of these people. Firstly, in this scheme, I'm all for transformation. I'm all for modernization. I'm all for new ideas. So don't take I'm back into some past. No. But the issue is, firstly, what about this 30, 40 lakh people jo do dhai saal se, who have been running, training, who are at some stage of not a word about them? That means they all start fresh. So there's a big, many of them overage. So you have played with lives and jobs of these people and their families. I think people who are involved in such schemes have no idea about rural India. They have no idea about what soldiering is all about. So that is one part. Okay. Now coming to the scheme proper. We have been seeing these things, you know, that soldiers will be skilled up, they'll get jobs. I've been seeing it as a CO and then all our service, Jal Dhanowal, bear me out. How many soldiers do really corporate take or paramilitary take or police take? No one. Finally, they are standing at guard outside some bank or some private agency. Really a bad way to treat a soldier who has been a tank gunner or who's been this. So there are no jobs. These are, you know, we are playing with words. It's all English, actually, whatever I heard today, pure English. There wasn't any substance at all in this, which is dynamic, which is, you know, some out of, this is the same pool, Vishnu. Ye wahi bachche hain jo bharti hone ke liye khade the. Koi suddenly engineering colleges se officer to aani rahe, matlab they are not getting it. Where will these guys go? And if it was such a brilliant scheme, why don't we try it with officers? Our short service scheme has failed, Vishnu. It has failed. If it was that good, the ladies wouldn't be running to court. Ki hame permanent commission chahiye, though we joined at short service. So short service in this country where job security is the prime concern. Everything of the family depends on job. His marriage depends on the job. A guy who has joined and 75% chance he'll be thrown out after this without skill, without a credit and all that. No, whom are we trying to fool? Ki credit mil jayega, BA pass kar liga. So what? So what? Will this certificate hold anything? We have been doing these diplomas in all our colleges are giving diplomas today. Who has checked this diploma and called you welcome? The corporate was waiting for you. So there are no jobs. Nobody's, they'll be rudderless on the streets. That is my fear. And you mark my word, because we are in touch with the reality which is on ground. There are no jobs. So, and the scheme is based on pragmatic saving money. That nobody wants to admit. Ki bhai hum paisa bachana chahte hain. Pension the other ways. We are a rich country. Today, IPL deal has sold for, I don't really, huge amount of money. And here, we are unable to pay our soldiers. Really, as a nation, we really need to do some soul searching mission. Sochna chahiye thoda.
So very strong words there from you. Let me go across to our final two guests, Jitendra and Jethaaram. Jitendra, aapne is program ko suna hai, aapne dekha is program ko. Aap abhi bhi forwards join karna chahte hain?
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Sir, maine last year se preparation start ki thi ki main apna Air Force X mein join kar sakun.
Ji.
Par after maine Agnipath scheme ke bare mein suna to main itna खुश नहीं था, क्योंकि मैंने जब देखा कि अग्निपथ स्कीम में 4 साल की रिक्रूट आई है तो मैं बहुत ही ज़्यादा मतलब परेशान हो गया था, क्योंकि मैंने सपना देखा था कि मैं देश की सेवा करूं जब तक मेरा मतलब टाइम तक है, तो सर मैं एग्री नहीं हूँ कि 4 साल के लिए रिक्रूट
हो रहा है। तो आप अभी भी एयरफोर्स के लिए ट्राई करेंगे इस अग्निपथ स्कीम के लिए?
नहीं सर, मुश्किल है, मेरे को नहीं होता।
मुश्किल है। जेठाराम, आप आर्मी में क्लर्क बनना चाह रहे थे, पर ये अग्निपथ स्कीम में शायद आपको सिर्फ 4 साल मौका दिया जाएगा फौज में सर्व करने के लिए, ये आपके लिए ठीक रहेगा?
सर थैंक यू फॉर, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल थैंक यू फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी हियर, बट आई डोंट थिंक देयर आर एडवांटेज ऑफ दिस अग्निपथ स्कीम। अकॉर्डिंग टू मी, नॉट ओनली माय पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस सर, मेरे फ्रेंड सर्कल में भी सबको लगता है कि इसके जो इफेक्ट है वो स्टूडेंट्स के लिए, एस्पायरिंग स्टूडेंट्स के लिए पॉजिटिव नहीं होने वाला। बिकॉज सर जैसे कि मैं आर्मी क्लर्क के लिए प्रिपरेशन कर रहा हूँ लास्ट 1 ईयर से सॉरी भारत से, तो सर वहाँ पे कि जो जिस जोश और जिस जुनून से सर मैं प्रिपरेशन कर रहा था अब तक, आई डोंट थिंक कि मेरे अंदर वो वापस बचा रहेगा वो जुनून या वो जुनून या वो जोश जो देश की सेवा के लिए पहले था सर। क्योंकि 4 साल बाद सर इस अग्निपथ स्कीम से मे भी बहुतों को रोजगार मिल सकता है बहुतों को, लेकिन जो मेंटेलिटी डेवलप होगी ना सर, 4 साल में जिस शिद्दत और जिस जुनून के साथ पहले जो सोल्जर्स अपनी सेवा दे रहे थे देश के लिए, मुझे नहीं लगता कि सर वो जोश या वो जुनून में बचा रहेगा सर। क्योंकि सर वो 4 साल के अंदर वो देश से ज्यादा मेरे ख्याल से खुद का सोचेंगे कि मेरा 4 साल बाद क्या होगा, okay. 4 साल बाद क्या करना है।
All right, well, Jetharam, thank you very much for sharing that concerns. It's something that's been expressed by others. Let's just hope that whatever it is, our armed forces and our government finds a way of ensuring that more funds can come the way of our armed forces for capital expenses, for new procurements. But the big question remains, by cutting down costs on salaries and pensions and on recruitment, is that really the way to modernize India's armed forces? Thank you all very much for being with us. A couple of comments on coup. Dr. Subhash Sharma writes in and says the recruitment scheme in the new army of the Prime Minister Rajnath Singh is a conspiracy to deceive the country. Why only for 4 years in the army? Yes, this is like a concept of many countries. Everybody has the right to serve the motherland in the age at some stage or the other is what another comment is. Out of time on this program. Nidhi Razdan up next. Do stay tuned.